Red Jacket, 1805. The Great Spirit does right. Brother, listen to what we say. There was a time when our forefathers owned this great island. Their seats extended from the rising to the setting of the sun. The Great Spirit had made it for the use of Indians. But an evil day came upon us. Your forefathers crossed the great waters and landed on this island. Their numbers were small. They found friends and not enemies. They told us they had fled from their own country for fear of wicked men and had come here to enjoy that religion. They asked for a small seat. We took pity on them, granted their request, and they sat down amongst us. We gave them corn and meat. They gave us poison in return. Brother, you say there's but one way to worship and serve the Great Spirit. If there is but one religion, why do you white people differ so much about it? Why not all agree, as you can all read the book? Brother, we do not understand these things. We are told that your religion was given to your forefathers and has been handed down father to son. We also have a religion which was given to our forefathers and has been handed down to us, their children. We worship this way. It teaches us to be thankful for all the favors we receive, to love each other, and to be united. We never quarrel about religion. Brother, the Great Spirit has made us all, but He has made a great difference between His white and red children. He has given us a different complexion and different customs. To you, He has given the arts. To these, He has not opened our eyes. We know these things to be true. Since He has made so great a difference between us in other things, why may not we conclude that He has given us a different religion according to our understanding? The Great Spirit does right. He knows what is best for His children. We are satisfied. Brother, we do not wish to destroy your religion or take it from you. We only want to enjoy our own.